This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A pro-life legal group, Liberty Counsel, filed a petition Thursday asking the Supreme Court to review a lower court case on the HHS mandate. That mandate seeks short-term cost savings by interdicting pregnancy and forcing employers to provide insurance covering everything from abortifacient and other contraceptives to sterilization. Planned Parenthood and the federal government are beginning to cooperate more closely than ever before. With a new grant, Planned Parenthood affiliates in three states are being set up as an entity that consumers can contact for help in applying for Obamacare medical coverage. The Washington Post is attacking a pro-life candidate for governor in Virginia. At least one pro-life activist says the Post muddies the waters by ignoring the ability of some drugs to create abortions, but instead simply says that gubernatorial candidate Ken Cuccinelli wants to ban contraceptives. Cuccinelli supports a personhood amendment to the Virginia Constitution. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Doctors said abortion was the answer for a brain-dead child with one eye and no chance of survival. Sarah Hagen's child was born healthy, and now the British mom is suing the hospital that wanted her to take the life of her son, Aaron. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.